Greetings. As leaders, we are called by God to lead others into the things of God. We're not just called to lead them into the things that God has done in the past. We're called to lead them into what God is doing right now. That right now is not about what is going on in the earth right now, but the heavenly things that God is bringing to pass in the earth in this present season of relationship with Him. I'm sensing that we are living in a great season of God. For this reason, the seasons of men are shaking that they might find the season of God in their lives. On Sunday, I released a prophetic word at A-Life Church here in Bellingham. Here's that word.
Worship you, we worship you. We honor you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Jesus. Oh, we look to you. We look to you. The Spirit of the Lord says, in the season that you have been in, there's been a cry for justice. But my justice supersedes the justice of men. And I'm bringing you into a place of great grace, says God. Great grace, where you will hear a voice behind you. When all the voices of distraction come, there'll be a voice of motivation of my presence. For I'm calling you to see me like you've never seen me before. Watch me rise up in the nations. Watch me rise up among the people. Watch me transform hearts. Watch me break chains and shackles. Watch me bring my deliverance and healing of deep pain. For my justice is a triumph of mercy, and my power is a power of grace. This is a day for my voice to be behind you, says God. And you will know the way, for I will make the way before you. For I am the voice of life that motivates you to move into the true justice, hallways of destiny, says God. For I have heard the cry of my people. I've heard the cry of the nations. They've cried out for justice, and now you shall see it. But don't be distracted by the judgments of men. Let the judgments of my love prevail. For my word is true. It's gone forth. It's germinated. And it will not fail, says the Spirit of the Lord.
What is the justice system of God? I believe that the justice system of God leads us into life. I believe that it is a justice of life, and the end of His justice is a testimony of God's goodness and mercy being revealed in our lives. He prepares a table for us in the midst of our enemies, and the end result is the testimony of life. The evil of our enemies cannot overpower the goodness of God. Psalms 23:4-6. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These words of the psalmist should inspire our hearts to know that God is good, and that God is leading us into the testimonies of life. I believe that this is a comeback year. It is a year to come back to the Lord, to come back to victory, to come back to the expressions of being the community of God in a greater way. It is not a coming back to the way things were in the past, but a coming back to God that enables us to find victory that we have never seen before. It is a coming back to God to find community in a way that excels all that we have previously known. The community of God is merely the fruit of communing with God. As leaders, we must be in and lead others to find the presence of God for who He is and all that He is doing and blessing in this hour. We must live in and lead others into the path of God's true justice. Jesus is our Savior, our Deliverer, and our Healer in all things. He knows the injustices of the world. The testimony of great pain in the world is not meant to end in the testimony of great pain. The end of the story is God's great love. The voices of the world are motivated by the dysfunction of the world. God's voice is always motivated by His love. When men cry for justice, their hungry mouth often drives them on. This is the default way of the flesh. Their own desires and agendas end up being the passion of their judgments. Those desires are based upon what men think is right, but only God knows what true life is. If we pursue the way of justice of the world, we will only bring division. Only God's justice can bring about true remedy and life. Proverbs 16:25 through 28, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The person who labors, labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives him on. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips, like a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. The ways of man, the personal desires for vindication and self-righteousness fall short of the purposes of God. They are voices of evil, and they only bring about disconnection and disunity. God's voice is a voice of his presence, and it is the presence of God that brings true unity to our lives. It is the voice of God that wakens our hearts and transforms our hearts and minds from within. It is time to see God like never before. There is a new liberty of life within our reach. It is a freedom and a deep healing from within. God's word has germinated the seed of a new reality in the earth. God's word will not fail. As leaders, we must embrace God's presence for all this to be new in the world of men. Food for thought, Ted J. Hansen.